You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I have two lovely people joining me on the phone right now. I have Monique Henderson and Yaki Smith. We are talking about the third annual Art Image Film and Arts Festival. How are you two doing today?
We're doing great.
Great. Okay, so first off, let's talk a little bit about how the Image Film and Arts Festival got started and what it's all about.
Well, we started in 2009 in Houston, Texas. It got started just out of a love, and when I had been living in New York City, I got back to Houston. I was looking for that artistic, very diverse community that was showing films made about and about and by people of color. I was looking for artwork from those people. I was looking for music from them. So we started it out of a pure love of that, became a 501c3, started working. We're being mentored in the Houston Arts Alliance project this year and moving right along. We started doing film screenings and live music events, and this is our third year of our annual Our Image Film and Arts Festival.
Very
exciting, and we're so excited because this year we have the absolute pleasure. Opening night, Friday, October 19th, opening night film is going to be this young man's film, Yaki Smith, one of the hottest up-and-coming directors around right now. The title of the film is Wolf, and it's gotten so much buzz. If you Google it, I mean, lists come up, JJ, just lists of information about the film, about Yaki, and we are so blessed. He is Texas homegrown.
Hey! H-Town. All right. Yaki, so tell me about your movie.
Wolf is the story of a family that discovers their son was molested by their pastor. Mm. And it deals with the fallout from that. It deals with the church cover-up. It deals with the family just sort of trying to stay afloat, you know, after this heavy blow. And it just also sort of just deals with the politics of everything that, you know, surrounds the tragedy, I guess, you know, I attempt to tell a story from all sides, you know. I don't try to demonize or villainize anyone, but you get the story from all sides.
Right. Nice. Very nice. And it's
JJ,
real life.
That's one of the great things I've been seeing on the reviews about this film is that every reviewer, and there have been like there's major reviews out there that, you know, look at these independent films and review them, and there have been some major guys basically saying exactly what Yaki just said. It's like it's very powerful in how he handles it, and he looks at every single character from every angle. Mm. It's like he humanized it. That it's a hard subject to deal with, but they said the film is so beautiful. They said this. It's like one reviewer said the film is so beautiful. He said I hesitate to use the term beautiful, but he said it is because it humanizes everybody and puts everything in perspective. He said, and it just makes you think about this whole thing, he said, on a much deeper level than you probably ever thought about it before.
Wow, deep. I'm really excited to check it out. Now, what inspired you to do the film? Are you just taking this from maybe a real life experience or just something that you thought needed to be addressed?
It is sort of somewhat real life. You know, I grew up in the church and I know people that have been sexually abused in the church and even outside of the church. I just felt like it was time to sort of tell their stories. You know, we know everything that's going on. There's a different story almost every week about either church abuse or even, you know, you have the thing going on at Penn State. And so I just felt like it was time to, like, tell the story because you don't really get to see this story told from this point of view. It's always, in my opinion, every time I see it, it's always a one-sided story.
Oh, yeah.
But there's so many levels that go on when something like this happens. You know, it happens on so many different levels, and so I wanted to tell a story that told it from all of those sides.
Okay, very good. Now, getting back to the festival, where is it at? How can we get there? What do we need to do?
Absolutely. It begins Friday. Doors will open at 6 p.m. on Friday at Friday, October 19th, at Rice Cinema, which is on the campus, of course, of Rice University. It's entrance number 8. It's at University and Stockton Drive. And so you can also get tickets at ourimagefest.com, OurImageFest.com. You can also connect to us there through Twitter and through Facebook. You'll also find our phone number there, email us there. The night of Friday, we're, of course, going to feature a short film by Yaki, followed by this feature film. We're going to do a Q&A with the audience and then have a reception with Yaki in attendance and have some wine, some appetizers, some live music going on. So in a little, you know, reception party welcoming Yaki in the film. And then Saturday, we open back up. Doors open back up at 3 p.m., and we have an awesome film lineup on Saturday and Saturday evening as well with the closeout party.
Very nice. And what's the website where people can get more details?
It is www.ourimagefest.com, and that's OurImageFest.com. So just like it sounds, Our Image Fest.
All right. Well, now we know. We got the scoop, and I look forward to being there. This will be my first year attending, so I'm really excited. And I'm really excited, Yaki, to check out your film.
Thank you.
Thank you both for joining me today, Moni and Yaki. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks, JJ. Bye.